All right. Right, I've got quite a few notices to begin with. And they're rather special. Naughty, naughty. Last week you didn't take up an offering. Yeah, it is. We do pay a weekly rent for here. But also, of course, we do pay for the songs that we sing. We have to pay for the copyright. So those are just domestic issues, but far more important. Thank you very much for what you brought for the food bank. They are very busy at Riviera Life with the food bank. They're going to have quite a list of people for special Christmas hampers, and so they are very thankful for what we are doing. I think we probably lead the other churches in what we're contributing. So they do appreciate it very, very much. Now, the other one is the Samaritan Fund. I want you to appreciate that the food bank serves a lot of people with food, but there are a lot of people out there who have other needs, not food. And people who trying to cut down on using power. But I know some who need, because they're trying to keep warm, extra jumpers or coats to keep them warm. And there are a lot of real needs. So I'm hoping that as Christmas gets nearer, our Samaritan Fund will get a bit of a boost. Now, we do appreciate that many of you give through direct debit, and please don't think we're not thankful for that. We are. But the Samaritan Fund is a special one, and I can promise you that it reaches out to people with genuine needs. Looking to the future, next week is the first Sunday in Advent Sunday, so we'll have the candles then, won't we, Rita? Yeah. Right, thank you. Right, so that's next week we start Advent, and the first message for Advent Sunday is Are We Prepared? That's the title of it. And then, of course, as Advent goes on, we've got posters and leaflets that Bruce has kindly done. They are wonderful when you look at them closely. Sunday, the 4th of December, we're looking at the good news. Sunday the 11th, the baby is born, and we're also celebrating communion. Friday the 16th is the carol service here in the pub, and that's one reason for all of this, so we can get it out and people can know about. That's a wonderful opportunity, of having a carol service in the pub on the Friday the 16th, 7 o'clock. It's a wonderful opportunity to reach people who might otherwise not hear the gospel at all. And then on the 18th, we've got our own carol service and readings. So watch out, because on the 4th and the 11th, I shall be looking for readers. But on the 18th, of course, there are several readings. So most of you will probably be asked to do a reading. The reading and carols have all been prepared, and so I can let you have the things as soon as you wish. And then the other one is that Christmas Day this year is a Sunday. And so we intend to meet on Christmas morning, but it will be, as usually, a short service so that people can get off and be with their family and friends and have their Christmas meal, etc. So just, but take these away. If Bruce, who's done these for us, if he runs out, he says he can do more. So poster, leaflets, that's lovely, right? And the next one I want to do is, yesterday was Jean's birthday, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday. So if over there you can start us off, all right?
And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Second verse, God bless each man. Blessing to them. God bless you to the God bless you, Jean. God bless you to the
Jimmy's
birthday Thursday.
Oh, was it?
Sorry,
what? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We sang, otherwise that would have been gone.
Right, so over to you now.
To you, but one will not do. Take Christ as your saviour, and then you'll have to.
That's the one I thought you meant through, sorry.
Yeah. I've never heard that.
Ah. Yeah. Well, it's good to come and celebrate together. And of course, what we're really celebrating is who we are in Jesus. And we're really focusing on it being all about Jesus today. So we're going to start with Jesus is Lord. Creation's voice proclaims it. And then we'll go into when I survey the wondrous cross.
Last week,
oh, okay. So apparently there's a little issue with sound. So I'm going to ad lib. Just to say, actually, with When I Survey, it's a really pretty backing, but it does take us, one and two are joined together anyway, lines one and two, and then it goes straight into three. So whereas a lot of our backings have instrumentals, this one goes straight into the two to three. Verse, so, pardon me?
Verse three or line three?
Line three.
So we're just line. Saying straight through the verses, don't have a pause in the middle like some versions would have.
So take a very deep breath at the beginning of the verse.
Contract. She'll go and speak with Bill Gates personally. What's to say?
Oh, sorry.
Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. All by his power, each tree and flower was planted and made. Jesus is Lord, the universe declares it.
Eunice. It's Maury's husband's name.
No.
Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. We come, Lord, to worship you. Our thoughts today are about you and all about you. For you are the one true and only living God. And we come to worship you. We come to proclaim the truth that there is but one God, and that is you, Lord. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you. Because you are so wonderful. And we want to give you all the glory at all times. For Lord, we have to confess that what can we do without you? But with you, Lord, we can achieve things we never thought possible. Because there is your wonderful act, transformation. Where you transform the lives of people, come and surrender. So we want to praise you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for all the blessings that we receive. We want to thank you for the privilege and power of prayer. And Lord, we know that you love to hear our prayers. And so, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we want to pray once again most earnestly for peace throughout the world. We want all that's not of you, all that's not peaceful, to come to an end. Lord, we want a good world, the world that you created. And Lord, as we come, we think of our own country, we think of people we know, and Lord, we are so blessed with people who help us. We want to thank you, Lord, for our police service. We want to thank you for our ambulance service. We want to thank you for doctors and nurses. For clinics. We want to thank you for carers. We want to thank you for all the people that contribute to our safety. Oh Lord, you have provided so much for our benefit. And we want to thank you for that. And Lord, as we come to you, we want to pray for people who are in need. Oh Lord, we think of the hungry. We think of the homeless. We think of the housebound. We think of the sick, the dying, the bereaved. Lord, be with all people in need, we pray. But Lord, more than that, help us, dear Lord, to be used in your name to help people that we know who are in need. Lord, you've given us the privilege of loving and serving each other. Help us that we might do this. And Lord, as we do it, may we really be your ambassadors, sharing the truth of the gospel with those who do not know you, or do not wish to know you, or do not claim you as their Lord. Lord, help us to be faithful ambassadors, sharing your truth to all people that we can. Help us, Lord, not to make excuses, but help us, Lord, to be enthusiastic in reaching people who are outside of your family. We know, Lord, that you love all people. We know that Jesus died for all people. So, Lord, we pray for the lost. We pray for the forgotten. And, Lord, this morning as we gather here, last week we remembered those people who had given their lives for their country. But, Lord, we want to remember this morning those who were part of this fellowship in the past. We think of Ernie Sims. We think of Rod. We think of Alan. We think of William. We think of Morris. And Lord, we know that within our family and friends, there are others that are no longer with us. Lord, be with them. And we remember them with thankfulness. And we thank you that we know that because they believed, they are now with you in glory. Lord, hear our private prayers for each other. Yes, Lord, each one of us here. You know us by name. We have no secrets. We don't want any secrets from you, Lord. We want our lives to be an open book. And we want you, Lord, to take control. So, Lord, as we come to the end of this time of prayer, we pray that we might take the challenge seriously, that in our lives it will be always all about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And the glory forever and ever. And Lord, we want to bring to you one person who really needs your protection and your love. We think, Lord, of Bruce's colleague at work, Paul Rachel. She says now, Lord, she's drowning. She feels that there's no one there to help her. We know that Bruce, we know that Eunice recently have tried to reach out and help her. But Lord, she needs good counseling. She needs counselors that are professional and that she can trust. And so, Lord, we pray that you would enter into her life in a new and powerful and wonderful way. Lord, be her companion. Be the answer to her problems. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to sing now, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord."
The Church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is His new creation by water and the Word. From heaven He came and sought her to be His holy bride. With His own blood He bought her, and for her life He died. Every nation is one or all you love. My charter is One,
Thank you, Eunice.
Very sorry.
What a liberty.
Our reading today comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 27. Supremacy of the Son of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm, you do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Just before the message, we're going to sing, Jesus, lover of my soul, all-consuming fire is in your gaze.
Jesus, lover of my soul, all-consuming fire is in your gaze. I want you to know I will follow you to my turn.
Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my lips and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable to you and be for your glory. Amen. The word that I share with you has been laying very heavily on my heart recently, and I can only do what I can to share what I believe is the vital importance for any church, for any individual believer. It's all about him. Now, I've got no loads of notes, but this is what I feel the Lord has given me. There are three points. The first one is that he alone saves. I want to give you an example of something that we saw down here years ago. We were at the bottom of a well-known fountain, I suppose you'd call it, and down at the bottom, a lake. And there was a young boy swinging on a rope over the lake. Suddenly, he seemed to shout. And everybody looked and said, great, great, they were all happy. No one did anything except one man, one young man. And he said, the boy's in danger. And he went out in the lake and helped the boy who was just about to let go of the rope. He saved that boy when no one else was listening. He saw the importance of protecting that boy. Acts 4, verse 12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. You and I can share the good news, and we must, but we cannot save anyone. Jesus is the Savior. And we hope, we pray, that not only we know Jesus as Savior, but that we also know him as Lord, that he comes first in all things. we accept the gift of salvation that only Jesus has earned for us. It's by grace. We don't deserve it. Oh, no, we don't deserve it. But salvation comes from God's Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. He alone saves. Don't tell people that you can help them be saved. You can help them towards Jesus, who will save them. Oh, yes. So, one, he alone saves. Two, he alone is head of the church. We talk about the church being the body of Christ, of whom he is head. And I think I probably shared this with you before, but you find in some churches that the ministers are what I would call either bullies or dictators. That is not true ministry. Some, when I go to meetings, say, oh, by the way, my church is doing this, my church is doing that. It's not about power games. It's all about Jesus. Who founded the church? What do we sing? The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. So who is the best then to follow? Surely it is the one that founded the church, the one that came as a human being, born of Mary, came, taught, gave his life, rose again from the dead, proving who he is. Surely there's no better example for us to follow. Colossians 1 verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. Why? So that in everything he might have the supremacy. Oh dear. Does he have the supremacy in your life? In my life? I fear that we fail there. We need to make sure that Jesus is first in all things, that he is the one that we follow. Why did the Father send his Son? Yes, to die on the cross for our sins, great. But also, he sent his Son that we might know more about God. He revealed the presence of God, the Father, to us. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What an example to follow. I wonder. I know I do. I wonder if at times we think, oh, now, what should I do? How do we answer it? Do we pray? Do we seek God's guidance? Do we look at Scripture, God's Word? Do we follow the very example of Jesus? He is the one that should have the supremacy in our lives. But if that's going to happen, we've got to be true followers. We've got to give our all to him. So he alone saves, he alone is head of the church, and many, many leaders need to remember that. And finally, number three, he alone is the one we serve. We don't serve anyone else. We serve him. This is something that our queen learnt, wasn't it? She served God. Hers was a reign of service. In our life, Eunice and myself, I sometimes go shopping for Eunice because I want to give her a surprise. I go into a clothing shop and buy something for her. And there was one occasion when the lady who served me was very confident that I would be wrong with what I'd chosen, size, type, etc. But she had no idea. I've done it quite a few times. I knew size. I knew what she liked. I knew what she didn't like. But that woman was confident that I would be back with Eunice, changing it. She wasn't the best person to have served me, really, because she didn't give me any confidence, did she? But, you know, we need to remember that it is God that we serve. In other words, we do not serve the church. Oh, no, don't get it wrong. We don't serve the church. We, the church, serve God. We do not serve the minister. For goodness sake, no. We do not serve the minister. The minister and the church serve God. In other words, it is God alone that we serve. And I have to say it, I've said it many times before, I'm sure. Servant leadership is essential. If we cannot claim to be God's servant, if we cannot claim that we agree it's all about Him, then there is something wrong. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 24, part of that verse says this: it is the Lord Christ you are serving. It is Him and Him alone. And I've been a bit worried recently. You know, we love to do our own thing, don't we? But it's got to be all about Him. Not about us, but all about Him. And that is the heavy challenge that I bring. And I bring it to myself first and foremost. It is Him alone that we serve. May that be our claim. And may the glory be His and His alone. Amen.
So we're going to sing Rejoice, and we're rejoicing that Christ is in us and that it is all about Him.
Christ is in you, the glory in our hearts. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Let us join together, hold hands, and say the grace. There. The grace
of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Hallelujah.